Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
To discuss the coaches
that have been fired or let go from their prospective teams. And I really think we're going to do that after Lady T presents the playoff version of Lady T's. I really want to discuss this coaching thing because something was brought to my attention that I really didn't pay attention to, but we're definitely going to break it down and give it a little bit of attention here on the corner. Also, Lady T and myself discussed it, and what we've decided to do, only your Monday night game, are we expecting your score? We're expecting you to say who's going to win, by what score. We want rushing yards. The Cardinals and the Rams are playing on Monday night. So we want rushing yards from the Cardinals and rushing yards from the Rams. And on the defensive side, we want turnovers. That could be fumbles. That could be interceptions or turnover on downs. Because it seems like a lot of teams now are going for it on fourth down. So everybody, we're going to go over it again once we actually get to that point of the show. But I just wanted to get it in your minds early to know exactly how we're going to handle the Monday night game for this preseason version of Lady T's Picks. Did I say it right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I was just about to say
you did that perfect.
Oh, shucks. Hey. Don't start for DMV camp.
Okay.
That's all right. That's what's up. All of these topics and more, y'all know how we go. We start out to the left, then to the right, then back up. I mean, this show is like the Cupid slide. You know what I mean? We all over the place. So, hey, all we can say is everybody, we want you to enjoy the ride, enjoy yourself, and anytime you got a comment, hey, we want to hear it. We want to hear everything that you want us to. Everything you want to talk about, right. Everything you want to say, we want to hear it. We want to hear it. One thing about Chaos Corner, we ain't none of them other shows that you know. Ooh, I was talking to a friend of mine, and he was like, yo, man, why you don't never call the junkies anymore? Why you don't never, you know, give your part into, you know, what you think, man? A lot of people listen to it, man, and, you know, most people agree with what you were saying. And I told him, I said, bruh, listen, I have a platform now where I don't have to go through the things that I went through with the junkies. And even 980. And he was like, well, what type of things? What are you talking about? And I had to remind him of times that I've been on hold, you know, for long periods of time. And when they come to me, they'll say, and nothing burned me up more, y'all, than when they say, oh, let's go to DMVK. We had him on hold for a while. What the hell you got to tell everybody I'm on hold for a while? You know, and I know that is minor. You know what I mean? I know that it's nothing serious about it. But I don't want people, you know, well, damn, what's up with him? He ain't got nothing better to do but sit and wait around on hold, or, you know, what kind of job he work where he can sit around, you know, and it just disturbed me.
Too many questions.
Disturbed me. Yeah, yeah. And especially when whatever y'all talking about, you're only going to give me maybe 2 seconds to say what I feel, to say,
right.
you know, how I feel about what about your topic. So
right.
Don't kill my time, you know, with frivolous conversation that
okay.
really means nothing, you know? I don't want to hear
okay.
that, man. Let me get in and say my piece. That's why I love the corner, and that's why I allow you all to express yourself as long as you want to, you know? And
right.
and if you all have noticed, one thing that we as hosts and co-hosts, we do not make fun or belittle or put you down if your opinion is different from ours. We know that we're all human here. And you all can say something that'll change our mind. You all can come with a point of view that we weren't thinking from, you know? That's the beauty of a conversation. That is the beauty
right.
of a conversation. And that is exactly what we love about our guests here on Tales Corner, because you all are always ready, always, for a conversation, and we are always ready to conversate with you. Okay? Now, with all that being said, 563-999-3782 is the number. We'll be right back. We're going to take a quick break, pause for the calls, and y'all get ready to get into this show. All right.
Hey, boy. Would you meet me on the roof tonight? I got a surprise for you.
All right, all night long, the Mary Jane girls, boy. That used to be my
okay.
mother and my aunt. Song. Boy,
that's
my mother
it.
And my
we
aunt.
We used to do
out
of Tyler shows
you
off
know,
of that song right there.
I'm so glad you did not say freak shows. I would have had to call your mother. Hey, I would have told her, she said y'all be doing freak shows.
No. No.
I'd have spit like a bug, yeah. All right. This NBA, first of all, let me be the first on Tales Corner to welcome back our own Thomas Bryant. And he looked good last night, y'all. He looked good. Now,
yeah.
I know the first game back going to be game back, there's going to be you know, a little hiccups, I'll say. Can I say hiccups, Tree?
Say hiccup, yes.
Oh, okay, okay. Hey, listen, y'all. If you are having a problem with Blog Talk Radio, just give it a second. I had a little problem with it myself when I first tried to log on. So just be patient with it, and it should allow you to come through. I'm telling you, I just love the way the energy that he left with, he brought it back last night. And he brought it back in abundance last night. And guess what, Tree? What did I tell you last night when we were all on the phone and talking about your game? What did I say? I'm going to watch till halftime.
Yeah, you ain't watching now. You watched right until you hung that phone up and you went right to sleep.
No, y'all. I watched the whole daggone game, y'all.
Did you?
Because I just knew y'all was going to bring something out. I was like, Chicago, they number one, and they're not number one for any old reason. They're number one because they do the damn thing. They did the damn thing against us, you know?
The glue guy got out. You know, he went out the first 2 seconds of the game. Our spot club. That's Jones Jr.
Yeah, true that. True that.
I'm talking about he went out. As soon as the game opened up, he went out. He bruised the bone above his knee. So he missed all major injuries to the knee.
Wow.
So he should be able. He's gonna be out 4 to 6 weeks.
4 to 6.
So this should make this should this gonna be a test for us.
Yeah. But you know, that is the NBA. Really, that's all sports. How can you play? You know, when your superstar is not there, or a blue piece, as you say, is not there. I'm just happy that the Wizards aren't dealing with that right now. No more than Bradley Beal anyway. And you know what? I have a sneaky suspicion that I don't know why, but I feel like they're playing without Brad on purpose for a reason. You know, it's almost as if they're saying, well, let's see how we do without him, you know?
Because
all of a sudden, and yes, I understand this COVID protocol is serious. It is serious, but I don't know.
So you just think trying to see if they can play without Bradley Beal to see how comfortable they are, see how good they are without him.
They're just taking
advantage of the situation while he's out with the COVID.
I'm going to say I think they know how well or how good they can play without Bradley Beal. It's just a matter of convincing the people on high. So they're showing through what this team is doing while Bill is gone what exactly it is that they trying to say. I'm gonna bring my man Tang in here because I know Tang know exactly what I'm talking about. What's up, bro?
What's going on, Tang?
Hey, what it do? Carol's Corner family. Much love and respect. How y'all doing today? What's up, big bro? Hey, Miss T.
Everything is beautiful, brother.
Everything, yes. Everything's gravy over here.
I know that's right. Yeah, I hear y'all talking about them. Hey, big bro, I feel you and I understand and I'm jive with you with all that, man, because if what they doing right now without Bradley Beal, man, they really showing me something. And if that's what they got in their mind right now, trying to do it without him, like you say, if we can go get something for him, because if we wait to the end of the year, he's going to just walk. if that's what turns out to be, and then we won't get nothing for him.
Right. Yeah.
So if that's the case, we got to make a splash by the, you know, before, what's that, February, right after Valentine's. That's usually when the All-Star weekend is. If we don't make a splash right then, and then it's just going to be like, if we do let him go, it's going to be like we just let him go for nothing because he can just walk then.
Yeah.
So they better do something, and they better do it fast. That's all I can say.
Right.
And I love the way they playing without him. I can't say nothing bad about none of them.
Right, right. Who was it? Not Caldwell Pope, the other guy, the point guard. The other guy playing point guard.
Ben Woody?
Dinwiddie. I don't know why I cannot remember. Maybe that name's so funny to me. That's why I can't remember it all the time. But anyway,
Spence said he had
two games and no turnovers. Come on, y'all.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all.
And look what our man Kuz did last night. He was what, one rebound or one assist away from a triple double?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gracious!
Hey, I appreciate it. I know, and that would have been a good stat, but I appreciate the double double for real.
I appreciate all that.
Double.
Yes, exactly. I'm with all that. The double double, yes sir.
Right.
That triple double is just a bonus for him to just have on his, you know, on his resume.
Yeah, yeah.
So you know, that's just nice. That's nice for him to have. Yes sir.
That triple double is a man nanny boo boo to that little team that let him go. You know,
that black guy, Batman. You know, putting my mama over my shoulder type thing. Yeah.
You know. Let's go to Marcus. What's happening, Marcus?
Hey, Marcus.
What's up, Marcus?
What's going on, family? What it do?
Ain't nothing, bro. What's happening with you?
Not much, man. I'm riding back from the doctor appointment with my daughter, man, so I got a little bit of feedback. I'm going to mute myself so Kel don't have to mute me.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to make my comment. I'm going to mute myself.
Teamwork makes the dream work, Mark.
For sure. You already know I've been talking about this trade. Even when Tang yelled at me about it, so I'm ready. You know,
yeah, I did. Hey, look, don't get me twisted now. Bill's still my man, but when I see things happening the right way, I'm going to definitely appreciate it and, you know, say the right thing.
For
sure. It is what it is.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I noticed, Marcus? That was your stand this year with two of the DMV major sports teams. Because you got it from me with the Wizards, with the football team, and you got it from Marcus with the Wizards. I mean, from Tang with the Wizards. Hey, he batting two for two, y'all. Maybe Marcus.
Oh, man. Looking good up on that mound.
Yeah. Hey, look, he playing king of the corner, king of the mountain on Kel's corner. You know what I mean? Marcus ain't, he calling it early. I gotta give him his props because I messed with him because it was week four when he was talking to me, and then he came at you. Damn near before the season really started. So if I recall correctly, they play more games in basketball than they do in football. So
yes, sir.
Marcus, I'm gonna need you to do me one favor though. Stroke that same crystal ball, man. Get that Powerball or that Mega Million out, Joe. I need them numbers,
man.
Hey, bro. Hey, don't worry. I'm a regular player. I play twice a week, my G.
Yeah,
I know that's right.
I a regular player.
You and me both. This old lady said to me, "You play twice a week all the time." I said, "I'm going to until I have this amount in my bank account." Until then,
once I
have that amount, you know, I don't see a reason anymore. I ain't going to be greedy. But when I do have this amount in my bank account, oh, yeah, everybody going to know. Yeah. And you ain't got to worry about me. I ain't playing no more. But anyway, go ahead, Marcus. I'm sorry, bro.
I was going to say, the only reason why I was even talking about Bill being traded is because I saw how they were jealous and looking really, really good and just fired up without him being on the court. You know what I'm saying? And it looked like they had more energy where the pressure was off of him. You know, it wasn't like they were trying to make sure that he was, you know, he was getting the limelight, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I hear him talk, he be talking about he talk about my squad. You should say your squad, but it almost seemed like he don't deserve that spot to be saying it the way he was saying. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's just, my opinion. He was just talking like he don't, like you sonning them, but you really, you a son yourself. You was just being son a year ago. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I don't know.
Right. Come on, 57, what say you, buddy?
What's up, Huckleberry?
What's up with you? Listen,
Huckleberry, what it do, baby?
Last year, we remember the conversation. What's up, Tank, Marcus, Kale, Tree? I remember last year, y'all said I was crazy. I said we should have got rid of Bill last year when he was scoring all the points, when he was worth a whole lot of money. We're not going to get that much for him now. I don't really think I'm wrong. We're not going to get that much for Bill. Ain't nobody looking for no slow 6'6" off shooting guard. And he doesn't put it up like.
You're not gonna get a star quality.
You might get two off players, but you're not gonna get no star quality player for Bill.
Well, I feel we're gonna get two, maybe one, star quality player at draft pick. That's all we want. I like the Washington football team. The Wizards, they do pretty good with their draft picks. You know what I mean? It's just the rest of the team that's already assembled that doesn't really mesh with what they're trying to do. But barring Kwame Brown, and we know the story with that, Michael Jordan and how he destroyed that young man, But other than that situation, the Wizards really don't draft bad. They draft pretty good, man. So if we can get one, go ahead.
Now, what I was going to say is you're right about that. We do draft good. Our problem is that we don't have patience with the people that we draft because we're in such a desperate need to win that we need them to come in and produce right away. We had a championship team if we had just stuck with the guys that we had. Ben Wallace, Rip, we had a championship team, but we sent them all away. Rasheed, we sent them away because we didn't have the patience, man.
No,
because,
you know what?
You understand, though. Now, Jordan talked that we had to do that move, man. That was him.
No,
we
didn't have to do that move.
That was going to happen,
bro. Jordan wasn't even there, bro. Jordan wasn't even there when we had
Jordan.
But what I'm saying was, when Jordan came there, that's what made the whole team switch up because he sent everybody over to Detroit.
That wasn't Michael Jordan that did that.
So when we brought Stackhouse over here, you know Rip played with Jordan, right? So when we brought Stackhouse over here, y'all forgot that was Jordan's move.
No.
Y'all forgot about that?
I'm telling you, it was not Jordan that sent all those players away. It was the coach's father now. Jordan was still playing when that move was made.
He had the North Carolina crew here, him, Brendan Haywood, and Stackhouse. When that trade was made, he brought Stackhouse here, and they went to Detroit, fellas.
I'm telling you, no. That move was made with the Washington Wizards, with Ben Wallace, Rasheed Hamilton, and Rasheed Wallace. That was before Jordan even touched this team.
That's right.
He touched this team. And Brendan Haywood,
Jordan was already with us for how long? Well, he was already with us for what? A year?
Jordan was here for like a year.
How long was
Brendan
he here with
Haywood
us for?
Brendan Haywood ended up on the Carolina team when Jordan took over that organization. He bought Stackhouse here.
And that's what Stackhouse talked about it. And Stackhouse said in the documentary.
He might have brought Stackhouse here, but he didn't send anybody away of the people we're talking about.
Rip Hamilton was here.
No, he didn't.
Rip was not a part of any Jordan move whatsoever. Rip was in with the Ben Wallace, Rasheed Wallace, and it was one more, Darvin Ham. Rip was in with all of those guys that ended up in Detroit. And that was not Michael Jordan, dog. That wasn't Michael Jordan that did that.
Why wasn't he? Wasn't he up in the thing calling the shots?
No.
How long was he with our staff before he hit the floor?
2 years. He was 2 years in the front office, and then.
So you trying to tell me Rip Hamilton wasn't here when Jordan was up in the front office?
They said the big deal at late summer swap out Stackhouse for Hamilton.
I told y'all. What are y'all talking about?
But the other players you talking about, Jordan wasn't part of that.
He was calling the shots in the front office.
No, he did.
He was calling the shots up in the front office, bro.
He did not send those players.
A. Poland was still there doing his thing with why can't I remember this dude's name, man? The father of our head coach now. What was the name?
Wes Unseld.
But that's why Jordan had a falling out with Age because of all that stuff. They had a falling out, bro.
Because of Wes Unseld. And because Jordan they wanted Jordan to go on the court,
control,
and Jordan wanted
and
to stay in the home.
Yep.
I wish Jordan he would have stayed up there anymore. With the full control, though. I wish he would have stayed up there. I ain't lying. I wish he wouldn't have never hit the floor.
Why? He hasn't done anything with – he is part owner of Charlotte.
But that's when he was learning. He was only 2 years in and learning that, just like when he got on the floor. Everything was a process. Jordan would have been a beast.
Right.
I just said I wish he would have stayed up there and never hit the floor with us. That's all I said. Because I think it would have been better.
Well, I appreciate
it. It would have been.
I got me a Stackhouse and a Jordan jersey out of it. So I appreciate it. I got a Jordan Bullets jersey, Stackhouse Wizards jersey.
I'm bringing it up because 57 said when we had our peoples here, you know, they was going away, and that's everything was going away, man.
When you look at that whole history back then, it was going away.
Right.
Yeah, and, no matter who said it, man. You're right.
Exactly. Truth be told, whoever was up in that front office made the dumbest moves ever. But I will say this. With this return of this team, it kind of sort of feels to me like this Wizards team is on the right track.
Yes, they are.
And they that Bama Gooden last night, all he wanted to talk about was the fight between KCP and Montrezl Harrell. That's all he wanted to talk about last night. But everyone else was saying, you know, it wasn't that big of a fight. It was more of a disagreement, number one. And number two,
it was more of a brother fight.
Exactly. I don't know if you guys have brothers or sisters, but
any kind of sibling.
Yeah,
any kind of sibling.
Or sisters. Yeah, mm-hmm. Man, I remember my sister was going to Dogwell E. Brooks, and I was going to Andrew Jackson Middle School, my brother and I. And my sister used to catch the bus right in front of our building. And I would have to walk to Andrew Jackson, you know, leave the complex, cross the street, all that. And then there was a little street cement path we had to walk to get to Andrew Jackson. It was raining, storming. My sister standing there with a full hooded raincoat and an umbrella. So I was like, let me have an umbrella, young. You know, I got to walk. You're going to be standing right here waiting on the bus. And we went back and forth word for word, and I pushed her, she pushed me. And the last of it, I called her a B. Boy, she told my mother that I called her a B. I got one of the worst whoopings, and I could not understand for the life of me. I'm like, she's catching the bus right in front of the building. I have to walk to school. Why? You know what I mean? What? Am I missing something here? Why the hell is the umbrella of importance to her? And not to mention, she had a raincoat with a hood on it. Why does she need an umbrella, too?
Right.
So, and that was like an ugly, one of the most ugly interactions
fight
that my little sister and I have had. And guess what? We moved right past it. Moved right along. My brother and I, countless. Now, he and I scrapped countless times.
Right.
And we moved past it every time. But Gooden wanted to make this big deal out of it like it really meant something. It meant nothing. It meant nothing. Them dudes mm-hmm. in that moment, and guess what, y'all? They played together and finished and won the game.
Yeah.
That's all that matters. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Gooden wanted to talk. Well, we know Montrezl Harrell is a free agent next season, and this is the type of stuff that make guys want to leave. This is the type of stuff that make – if it's ongoing, yeah, I can see that. I can see that. But the way they were playing, high-fiving, laughing, and joking with one another last night,
mm-hmm.
I think that thing is over with. I think it is squashed.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Please, I'm telling
that's
you,
true.
Please, I just because I felt like it today. Fire Gooden just wound up on my Facebook page.
Oh yeah, hashtag Fire Gooden. I saw that.
Yeah, I want that Bama gone, man. I want that Bama gone, yo.
I need to put that on everything then.
You know what I mean? Because that whole little persona over the team is not good for him. Okay, I've talked enough with it. Let's go to my man, Lou, because I know Lou want to talk about those Nets. What's up, Lou?
Good evening.
What's up, Lou?
All right. Okay. Well, at least the Nets, you know, they did win last night. Game with a play. So I'm happy about it. They beat the Bulls. So that was even more impressive. You know, it's you know, 1-2. I mean, you know, best matchup. I just don't get why that game starts so late though. I mean, 10 o'clock and 9 o'clock Chicago time, 10 o'clock our time. That seems a little weird.
Yeah, it did. Treats, if you remember, I said that when I was looking at a Treats, why are you guys starting so late? With both of you being East Coast teams, why is it starting so late? But, you know, and then I remembered that Chicago is, if I'm not mistaken, 2 hours, at least 2 hours behind us, or 3 hours behind us, one of the two.
One hour,
right?
Yeah.
You say one, okay. Yeah, so that was just crazy to me. That was just crazy to me, you know.
I don't get that.
Right. I didn't get it either, you know. And I was like, damn, you know, I want to watch the game. You know, but
yeah.
I know me, I fall asleep. And I did not fall asleep either, y'all. I stayed up and watched that whole game and was like, hurting this morning. Hurt. When I say hurting, hurting. And then I fell asleep like three times. I fell asleep like three times at work. And all I could say was that damn tree.
That's what you get.
I was watching the Knicks game, so there was some consolation at least.
That's what you get for calling people at 9 o'clock at night, telling them to wake up and watch the game.
Yeah.
Hey, man. You shut up. Because you ain't even answered your damn phone and come calling me back today. I'm like, I forgot what the hell I called you for now. And I'm
okay.
Like, oh, yeah, that's right, the game, man. You didn't even get to check it out last night. You know, the Marlboro, put your cans out.
Hey, Pete, you should have heard him on the phone. He acted like I had stole his bone or something this morning. What you calling me for?
Yeah.
Shut up, Pete. That boy. And you know what, Lou? I saw the chemistry in your team last night. James Harden is an intricate part of your team.
Yes.
Because not only can he facilitate and distribute that ball, he was shooting the lights out last night. He was shooting the lights out last night. And it was like, it didn't matter who Chicago gave him, you know, the assignment to check him. He was just like, okay, all right, whatever. Yeah, he understood the assignment. You know what I mean? And he set Kevin Durant up with some great shots. He set Kyrie Irving up with some great shots. And the thing about it, I've never really noticed until last night just how intricate the Nets are. Because Kyrie and Harden can flip and switch all together. They don't have to play point or shooting guard, you know, primarily. They can switch, and either one can take the place of the other. And I'm telling you, when you have a team playing with chemistry like that, man.
Yeah.
Man.
That's what it's about, chemistry.
Yeah. But that was one aspect of the game that I didn't really pay attention to with the Nets until I saw them last night. When I saw them actually implement that last night, it was kind of like, wow. Okay.
I know y'all can do that.
Yeah, I didn't know y'all could do that. That right there might be a problem for a lot of teams.
Okay. Yeah.
For a lot of teams.
That's
so,
true.
Yeah.
A lot of people. a lot of teams gonna be in trouble. Because I mean, it's like it's reversed. People not going through the West. I mean, like the road to success is not going through the West no more. It seems like you got to go through the East.
Right.
You got to go through the East now. The tide is turning. Like, road tide.
Would you say that?
Yeah, but Ty lost.
Yeah, Ty lost.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, the tide did lose, but.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know what it's gonna be for next year, because I tell you right now, they're gonna lose a lot of players.
Yeah, but they always and they always retool. They always lose a lot of players.
They
show
this one's a little bit too much.
They always retool. Always.
Can I give y'all some breaking news?
They got players coming in already.
Can I give y'all some breaking news? Cam Reddish has joined the Knicks.
Hello.
That's a first round pick. And they got Solomon Hill for another second round pick. So they loading up over there in the Knicks. The Knicks loading up.
Man, that's what I'm saying, man. We got to do something, y'all.
I like it.
And listen, I would not be surprised if we don't make a move, because Bradley Beal, it's something funny to me about this protocol thing with Beal. You know, it's something real funny to me with this thing, y'all.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, it feels like this coaching staff wanted to show the type of team that we are, and it doesn't help Bill's cause at all that we've thrown less turnovers. We've had less turnovers these past couple of games with him gone. Doesn't help anything. It doesn't help his cause at all, you know. And hey, I mean, you know, hey, what
even when whatever's hurting on him, he better get it together. Because he's already be replaced in a minute.
Hey.
Yes, indeed.
Hey.
Because ain't nobody playing with nobody these days, honey. Everybody's trying to get to that trophy at the end of the day. They want to hold up that trophy.
Yeah. True that. So, everybody just pay attention, man. We're going to see where basketball goes and what direction we are headed. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. We shall return. Y'all know what time it is. Why do I always do that, Tree?
I know.
Go. I ain't never ran from a... No, I ain't never. If I did, cut my legs out right now. I ain't never been with the talk, snitch talk. Always talking about his fault. Oh, yeah, I'ma stand up, got my bands up. You don't wanna see me pissed off. Real talk, never tell a lie to a dog. Nope. When it come to them, you gotta play around. And I never ever let get to me. Why not? This ain't worth my energy. What you had to do? Cut them off, make them feel it. I ain't dealing with nothing if it don't make sense to me. Never ever ever. I never ever ever go against my kind for some on the other side. Never ever ever. I never ever ever put a for the money. Gotta get it when it come to mind. Lately I feel like it's me versus me. Don't see competition, why would you compete? Huh? Don't even gotta be woke. Still gonna be up. How? I make a bag in my sleep. Okay. Can't get the hood out of me.
That's what I would say. I make a bag in my sleep. Let me run through real quick. Mima, you here, babe?
Yes, hello, everybody.
Hey, Mima.
Hey, Debo.
Hey, Mima.
Shoot me a text, Debo.
Hey.
Shoot me a text, Debo. Tang, I just heard you. 57.
Yes, sir.
Mark.
Yep.
Okay. Lou. Okay. Reese sent a text. Debo sent a text. That's all. Well, Reese just sent me a text. Reese said that's the song. Reese, you know what? I ain't gonna keep messing with you. Why'd you keep telling me, asking me this same damn song? How many times I done told her this song name now?
Me versus me. It's called me versus me by Moneybagg Yo.
Moneybagg Joe, okay. Moneybagg Joe.
Moneybagg Yo.
I'm going to have to text. You know what? Yeah, I figured out what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell her to call Tree. All right. All right, Tree. It's all yours, babe. It's all yours.
Okay, you guys. I don't know why. Okay, so, Kel, I know this, it's all me, but I just wanted to say this one thing real quick. Why isn't the people that's, you know, playing for a wild card playing the people that's playing for a wild card? Why am I playing the number one seed in the division? Like, with Tang, like, this is unheard of.
So
you have y'all
noticed
that?
No, it's not. They did that. So you can embarrass them.
No. What I'm saying is they already made it into the playoffs. Like they made it into the playoffs. Why are we playing the number one seeded team if we're just a wild card playing?
That's
the way they do it.
Number one seed.
That ain't how they do it. No.
They're just the number one.
So you saying that you had a big?
Normally, play the wild card players, and then they're eliminated, and then we start playing. You know, the people that's already made it.
Three. They're just the number one seed.
I think it's more teams now, and that's why it's ended up like that. Because
you guys are just the number one seed in your division. You're not the number one seed in the NFC. Okay.
Exactly. No, I'm talking about
Chamber. No. It's only one number one seed. I know that. Yeah. But I see what she was talking about because it is. It's how many NFC wild card teams is it this year? Is it four of them, or just two of them?
Just two, I think.
I believe it.
Oh, I see what she's saying. They normally play a wild card game.
Right. Wild card
team you play, then they can go in. I see what she's saying. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, I got you.
And we didn't do that this year.
No, because we got more games and more teams. More games.
More teams and more games. I got you. It's all good. I'm learning on the fly, but I pick up very quickly.
I thought you had a little nervousness in your name.
Nervous? We ain't never scared. Did you just see what the man said? Listen, he said this. Listen, this is what he said. I ain't never ran from a N-I-G-G-A. Because if I did, you could cut my legs off right now. That's what he said.
Not as it is.
Go. I ain't never ran from a N-I-G-G-A. No, I ain't never. If I did, cut my legs off right now. I ain't never been with
the... That right there.
Let's get these picks started, y'all, because I don't want to have to embarrass these Cowboys no more. But why didn't you just talk about some, you a Cowboy, I don't want to have to embarrass you too.
I see.
All right, you guys. Okay. Y'all ready? Here we go.
Three. Debo said he had to take a call, and he'll get with us after the show. Or with the pick.
Did he text his stuff in already?
No, he hasn't.
Okay, I got you. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, you guys.
I feel like the 49ers going to be in Burbs this week.
Ooh. Yeah.
Anyway. Leave my calls alone,
y'all. He don't have opinions.
34-13.
Write that down, Cowboys 34-13.
We're going to put a score on the 49ers Cowboys just for fun on that one. Just for fun. Everybody put a score on that one.
I'm going with Cowboys, of course.
Okay. Let's start out. Raiders versus the Bengals, you guys. This is a Saturday game. Raiders versus the Bengals. We're going to be playing this game in Cincinnati. Come on, Lou.
Raiders.
Come on, Marcus.
Raiders.
Marcus. Come on, 57.
Can y'all hear me?
Cincinnati.
I heard you. Come on, 57.
Marcus said Raiders. Shit.
Cincinnati.
Come on, Debo. Oh, sorry. Come on, Mima.
Raiders.
Reese.
Bengals.
These are Raiders?
Bengals.
Bengals. Come on, Tang.
Raiders.
Kale.
I'm going with the Bengals. Hold on. Big boy, do you want in or you want to stand up, stand back?
Yeah, I stand back on this one because I came in kind of late.
Okay. All right. Yes, but this is the first one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Big
okay.
boy.
What's up? What's up?
What's up, big
what's
boy?
Up, big witch?
Who you got, big boy?
Bengals.
Raiders or Bengals?
He said Bengals.
Bengals.
Okay.
I got you. Who else? Did I miss anybody? Debo got us last. I'm going Bengals. Okay. Pets versus Bills, division game coming on Saturday, and we will be playing in Buffalo Bills. Okay, you guys, Pets versus the Bills. Come on, Kale, give me the first one.
I'm going with the Bills.
All right. Come on, Marcus.
I'm going with the Bills. But can you switch my jump to the Bengals, the first one?
Gotcha.
Thank you.
Wait, man, switch come mine on, to the Raiders.
Come on, wait till I get to you, 57. Come on, big boy.
What's up,
Bills,
Marcus?
I got you. I got you. Come on, B-Mom.
The
deal.
Hey, man. Shut up, 56 in the third.
Uh-huh, not
on, well, hey, let's not be calling people names, bro.
Reed, go
on
with
come
the
on, Reed. Ain't no more, y'all. Let's get
on
single.
Come
on, Reed.
Reed's going with the Patriots.
Come on, Lou.
I'm going with the Patriots.
Kang.
Patriots.
I'm going Bills. 57.
Patriots.
Do you want to change your pick?
No, I was just joking.
Okay. Eagles versus the Bucks. This is a Sunday game, you guys. Sunday early game. Eagles versus the Bucks. We're going to play this game in Tampa Bay. This game is being played in Tampa Bay, you guys. Eagles and the Bucks. Come on, Tang.
Bucks.
Come on, Lou.
Tampa.
57.
Tampa Bay.
Marcus.
Bucks.
Mima.
Tampa Bay.
Big boy.
The Eagles.
Eagles?
Yeah.
Okay. Come on, Reese.
Reese is going with the Bucks.
Come on, Kale.
The Bucks.
I'm going Bucks as well. Let me write my answer down real quick. Hold on. For the next pick. Okay. 49ers versus the Cowboys. 49ers. Let me say that one more time. 49ers versus the Cowboys. This is a Sunday game. We will be playing in Jerry World.
The best
Come on,
Reed,
I got Meemaw, since you over there talking about, I don't got money. Come on, Meemaw.
Uh-uh, I'm going to 49.
He said 49.
Oh, he said 49. Hey, what you there, Edgar? Yeah. Come on, big boy.
49.
Upset. Come on, Marty.
Cowboys.
There you go, Mark.
57.
Them Cowboys.
don't sound so
Come
sad.
On, 57.
I am, man.
Come on, Tang.
For real?
Yeah. Like 49 for you. I mean, I don't know what
you're going to say. Okay, Cowboys. You're right. Cowboys.
Okay. Come on, Ray. Reese going 49ers.
Yeah, Reese picked 49ers.
And Lou, you going Cowboys, Lou, or you going what?
I'm going to Jerry World.
Okay. All right, you guys. Let's go to the Humble 18 and the Chiefs. So we got the Steelers and the Chiefs, you guys. This is going to be a Sunday night football game. This is going to be our Sunday night football game. Steelers, let me go back. What's the score y'all think is going to be for the 49ers and Cowboys game?
34-13.
Hold on, Meemaw, what'd you say?
31-27
49ers. Okay. And what'd you say, 57?
34-13 Cowboys.
Ooh.
Wow.
Come on, Marcus.
20-18 Cowboys.
Oh, you play too much. I ain't even, man, shit. Come on, big boy.
I got it. 30-23, San Francisco.
Come on, Kale.
I got it. 35-25, 49ers.
Come on, Tang.
38-23, Cowboy.
Come on, Reese.
Reese got 49ers, 40, Cowboys, 30.
Damn.
Reese.
Come on, Reese.
She like even numbers.
I see.
I do too. Come on, Lou.
118-12. No. 35-21. I'm being sarcastic. Can take a joke. 35-21, my boys. 35-21.
Okay.
I like that, though. Man. You sound like
I know. I'm being overconfident,
man. You said,
I'm going 27-20.
27-20.
Yes. Okay. Steelers versus the Chiefs. This is our Sunday night game. Steelers versus the Chiefs. This game is going to be playing in Mahomes' home.
Mahomes' sweet home. Oh.
Yeah. Come on, Tang. Start it out.
Hold on. My bad. I wasn't paying attention. Say that again.
Steelers, Chiefs.
Oh, I'm going with the Steelers. Upset.
You can cut my toes off. I ain't never ran from my mother. Hey,
I know that's right. I know that's right. Come on, big boy.
You've been holding that with me, Jeff.
That's about 5 minutes, bro. I've been holding them for 5 minutes. Wait.
I'm going with the home team. Kansas City got
it. Okay, you going with the Chiefs?
Yes.
Okay. Come on, Mima.
I'm going with the Chiefs.
Marcus.
Chiefs.
Reese.
Kansas City.
Lou.
As much as I am a Steelers fan, I have to go with the Chiefs.
Okay.
Damn. Huh. You ain't no Steelers fan, dude.
Come on, kid.
I'm going with Kansas City. I'm going with Kansas City.
Okay.
Wrong button? Okay.
They're leaving me. I'm going to steal us.
Who said that?
Me.
Oh, okay.
Pods, even though you ain't picked me. Pods versus the Rams. This is our last Monday night game, y'all. I'm so sad that I'm saying that. Oh, Lord. I'm going to cut my tongue off. Okay.
Who's that?
Remember.
The Rams.
Remember. With this last game, we want your score, winners and losers, offensive rushing yards, defensive turnovers.
Damn.
Treece, do me first.
Gotta go to college.
Do me first, Treece. Do me
all
first,
right.
Treece.
Go
kill. Okay, so I'm going to pick the Rams to win.
Mm-hmm.
My score is going to be Rams 28, Cardinals 14. My rushing yards are going to be Rams 98, Cardinals, I'm sorry, Rams 120, Cardinals 98. And
Cardinals 120, Cardinals 98. I'm with you. Go ahead.
And for my turnovers, the Rams are going to win the turnover battle with 3 turnovers, the Cardinals will have 1. So y'all see how that's going?
Gotcha.
Everybody on point now.
Good.
Yes.
All right.
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Okay, Tay, you next.
Right.
I'll help you out when I get to you guys. I'll help you out. Tay, give me your winner.
Going with the Cardinals.
Give me your score.
31-23.
Give me your rushing yard for the Rams.
Rushing yard for the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going with 78.
Rushing yards for the Cardinals.
I'm going 115.
And then now I need your takeaways. How many takeaways do you think the Rams are gonna get?
One.
Cardinals.
2.
Okay.
Yeah.
Reese, you next.
Reese,
who's winning, Reese?
The Cardinals.
Score.
Cardinals 30, Rams 28.
I need your Rams rushing yards.
The Rams rushing yard 102. Cardinals 102. She thinks she's slick, you know.
Uh-huh.
102.
What's your takeaways for the Rams?
She has the Rams with 1 takeaway, the Cardinals winning the takeaway battle with 2.
Okay. Come on, Lou, you up next. Who's winning?
Rams will win. Now, you want defensive yards or offensive yards?
No, I want your score.
All right. It's going to be a close one. I'm going to say 31-28 Rams. I'm not going to be a blowout.
So I need your Rams rushing yards.
Rushing yards. Okay.
Rams. For
the Rams will have about, I'll go even number, 100 yards. And
give me the Cardinals.
Cardinals will have about 85 yards. That is just me guessing. I can't think of me right or wrong. Turnover battle.
Rams, how many takeaways do you think the Rams are going to have? How many takeaways do you think the Rams are going to have?
The takeaways, I'm going to say, you know what, I'm not crazy because I'm saying this, but I'm going to say the turnover battles are going to be even one each.
Okay.
Okay, before I go, I just want to plug in my show for Saturday. Enhanced Sports Show, Saturdays 5 to 7 p.m. East Coast time. We go by New York time because that's the headquarters. The number to call is 512-543-4662. I'll repeat it again, 512-543-4662. Totally free, got nothing to lose except self-respect, dignity, pride, nerve, all the important stuff. We'll be covering the Super Bowl. It's a little joke, folks. We're coming into the playoffs, the wild card round. We'll recap the college football championship. We'll discuss any progress at all was made on the MLB lockout, which is not much. We'll also look at, should I use the term Black Monday? Because it was Black Monday in the NFL this past week. So we're going to be discussing the losers who didn't get rehired for the NFL. And trades, because that's already, well, you know, the coaches that got fired.
So
that's five.
Hold on, Lou, that's 512-443-4662.
No,
no, no, no,
no,
no,
no, no,
no, no, no, no. 512. I got it, Lou. 512-543-4663. Enhancement.
No,
4662.
4662?
Yes. We'll be talking to somebody in Russia.
4662. We got it.
512-543-4662. What's the time, Lou?
5 p.m. Eastern time. For those of you on the West Coast, 2 p.m. For those of you in the Mountain, 3. For those of you in the Central, 4. And if you're in Australia, 7 a.m. the next day.
Wow. All righty then.
Just throw that in. All right.
Gotcha.
I know that's right.
Good night, folks.
Good night.
Well, all right then. Let's keep it moving, y'all. Come on, 57. You're next. Cards, Rams. Who's winning?
23-21.
Who's
Arizona.
Winning?
Hold on. What are they playing? That's what I'm saying. What are they playing?
Rams, LA.
You're playing the Rams. 23-21, Arizona.
What was the score, Cards? You said Cards, and what was the score?
23-21.
What's your rushing yards for the Rams?
I said the Rams going to get an 85.
What's the Cards?
120.
What's the takeaways for the Rams?
Two for the Cardinals and one for the Rams.
Marcus, who you got winning? Marcus.
Yeah.
Who you got winning?
Yeah, hold on. I got the Cardinals winning. I got them winning 28
mm-hmm.
to 24.
Mm-hmm. What's your Rams yards, rushing yards?
Rams yards, 90.
Mm-hmm.
Cardinals yards,
mm-hmm.
125.
Mm-hmm. Your takeaways?
Takeaways even, 2-2.
Come on, Mima. Who you got winning?
The Rams 27-21.
Mm-hmm.
With the Rams rushing yards, 127-105.
What's your takeaways? Rams first.
3-1.
Okay. Big boy, who you got winning?
I got the Rams winning it. Score 21-17.
You said 21-17. What's your Rams dog? Rushing yards, I'm sorry.
Yards, 115.
Mm-hmm.
115. Cardinals yards, 80.
80?
Yeah.
Takeaways.
I got the Rams with 2 takeaways, Cards with 1.
Make sure I got to get one. Let me do myself. I got the Cardinals winning. I got the score being 20-17. Did anybody else say that? Let me make sure.
20-17.
Big boy said 21-17. I got the score being 20-17. Rams, yards, I got 106. Cards, I got 100. Takeaways, Rams. Oh, no, I did that backwards. Rams, 100. Cards, 106. I'm sorry, y'all. Rams, takeaways, I got 0. Cards, I got 1. And that concludes the new Mrs. T's pick. If you haven't gotten your Cash App in, I need you to get the Cash App in before 7 p.m. today. And good luck and congratulations to myself for winning last week.
Don't nobody care about that.
I guess we'll see you guys on the battlefield.
Whatever.
Let's go for it. Let's go 49ers. Come on. Y'all don't be letting me my talk. Let me my talk. Be quiet. Let me my talk.
Let's go 49ers. Upset. Right in Jerry's house.
Okay.
Popsy 3-7-8-2. We'll be right back, y'all. We'll be right back.
Yes.
Go 49ers. Well, you know what? Move my own idea. Go 49ers. You.
I always wanted a girl just like you. Such a pure, pretty young thing.
Okay, go ahead. What was that?
David Culley for the Texans.
He's a one and he's, okay. Now he's a one and done because he's been fired today. He got fired today. But he was one of our, you know, we don't hardly have but a handful of our color people on the coaching staff anyway. He was let go, I guess, because Deshaun Watson was the one who, I guess, wanted a person of color there. So that, I guess they just went out and hired him. So once Deshaun didn't perform, after the season was over, they just fired him. What do y'all think?
You know, I'm glad you brought him up because there's a pattern here, okay? Listen to this. Lovie Smith fired after a 10-win season.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Caldwell fired after back-to-back 9-win season.
Yep.
Brian Flores fired after back-to-back winning season.
Mm-hmm.
And the quote goes on to say, for black coaches, winning isn't enough.
Nope.
How do you guys feel about that? Because and one coach that was left off was the guy for Miami, the coach for Miami. He should not have been fired. He should not have been fired. That man turned that team around, and those guys started winning as a result of what he put in them. And I think that him being fired is a tragedy, seriously. And I want to ask you guys, why do you think with black coaches are one and done or held to a higher standard of production than these white coaches? Why is that?
Well, we already know why. They don't really want us there. So they will, they're going to minimize what we do. They're going to minimize everything about us. They're going to make it small. Only person really, really had a long tenure as a head. Yeah.
Who's
out
that background?
Anybody with the longest tenure. Anybody with the longest tenure is 57 coach. Mike Tomlinson, he's probably the coach that of our color that's been there the longest.
I can't get him fired.
His job hasn't and his job hasn't been in jeopardy at all because even though 57 want him fired, I mean, be careful what you ask for because you're gonna be in a position like some of these other coaches. You be getting one every 4 years or every year, getting one every year and starting over. So be careful what you ask for. This might get it.
Well, one thing for certain, we don't do that. We hold on to our coaches forever, win or lose.
Me.
You know?
Yeah.
But
Pittsburgh is one of the last organizations. Nah, Pittsburgh is one of the last organizations that actually allow a coach's game plan to be implemented. You know what I mean? They don't.
Well, you know what?
Quick to fire anyone.
If you look back on history, though, Pittsburgh's been give them credit. They've been one of the few teams that's been very active in trying to hire blacks. They were one of the first to start, and they were the ones that came up with the rule that you had to interview a certain amount of black coaches before you hired anybody. You know, they've been pretty aggressive in that area. But on a more personal note, if the thing is that there's no consequences when they don't hire blacks or when they fire us after having a winning season, but fire us because we didn't go to the Super Bowl, because, you know, next year, no matter who the coach is, we still paying to go to the game. We still paying to see the game on cable, watching it on TV. So there's no consequences suffering, you know, because we're still there even though we complain about it. We're still there.
That's right, 100%.
Yeah.
100%, bro.
You hit the nail on the head this time. I'm talking about hard, too.
Because we're the ones, just like 57 said, we're the ones that got to hold
hold them accountable for how they treat us. You know,
yep.
We got to boycott. We got to hold
just like in a relationship, you got to teach them how to make treat you. You got to teach people how, even in it's small. I ain't even talking about no marriage or not any kind of relationship. You have to teach people how to treat you, or they'll just walk all over you.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah, and with this sport, we already know whose sport this is. You know, even
right.
and they use us as entertainment. You know, we talked about this before. You know, in Kavanaugh, even he went more in a more detailed way to make me like look at it like, wow, man, that's kind of messed up. You know what I'm saying? How he was breaking that joint down. You know what I'm saying? And the truth of the matter is, how we've done since as long as I can think of a movement, we always boycott. But we haven't boycotted this sport because we love it.
Nope. We love it. We love it. But even when we do protest, they do things like this. And if somebody upset about this, I'm sorry. But they do things like give us a holiday, Juneteenth, some crap like that. You know,
but we
put a poster up, a poster up somewhere, you know, honoring it. But you still didn't change anything.
Right.
You still didn't change
a thing. You should be sorry for whatever you did. You ain't give me no compensation.
None.
Like, just, you can keep that.
Yeah. Even Black History Month, bro, it's not our full history.
Black History Month is in the shortest month of the year. They give it to you February. It ain't even 30 days in February.
Exactly. That's the whole point.
You know what, y'all? We know all of the problems. We know we are fully on top of the problem. What can we do as a fan to change this?
Boycott.
What can we do?
Boycott.
You got to look at yourself, man. You got to look at yourself. If you don't like what's going on, you got to look at yourself and see what it is I can do to change it. And if it's pain, it might be painful sometimes. You might have to break away on a Sunday and not watch the game, not go to the game, not root for your favorite team. You never know.
Yeah, peaceful
That's
protest.
True.
Yeah,
That's
I was
true.
Gonna say basically the same thing. Change don't come without sacrifice. You know
there
saying?
You go.
If you look at everything that we've been through as a people over the last 400 years in this country, what we've been through as a people, we've come a long way. But we got a long way to go. And the thing about it is, it's going to take not just us changing or not just us demanding things, but it's going to take, you know, changing the hearts and minds of people that's been thinking.
Come on, Marcus. Come on, Marcus.
That's big boy talking.
That's what I'm talking
about.
There you go. That's what I'm – that's big boy? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, big boy. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, man. I mean,
the people that treat us the worst got to start caring, too. They got to start caring.
And the
love
reason
that enemy.
Them to care is our if black dollars start moving the way black dollars need to move, we gonna get a lot of attention now. We'll get a lot of attention. You think about
but
just about every industry.
Yeah.
Back in the day. Black folks said, you know what, I walk to work. I come, I ride a bike. They sacrifice. And change came about. And
you know what else? Nobody do that nowadays. Ain't nobody walking. I mean, they don't want to crease their shoes up, honey. They walk in. They don't want fighting the uphill battle when we talking about that. But I'm all for change.
We literally have to out the Uncle Toms of the bunch. Excuse how I'm putting it. It's so many of them jokers that sell us out. It's so many jokers.
Oh yeah,
right.
Oh yeah.
Brown called the get along game.
Yeah. We gotta flog them, put them out in the open, make fun of them. Make them feel stupid.
Yep.
Beat them. Hey, flog them, man.
See, the thing is, Marcus, they don't, these brands, these new breeds now, you can't make them feel stupid.
Yeah, but
you can't
make
them, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't make them feel stupid. You can't make them look stupid. You can't, none of that. Because they already put their pants underneath their behind. They already talking like they too. So, what we doing?
And when Kuzma,
it's a process.
When Kuzma was interviewed over that shirt that he wore, he spoke with all confidence that that was a cool sweater for him to wear. And he walked, he looked like a damn idiot. In that
Boom.
Shirt.
Yeah.
He looked just like Boom in that shirt, man.
When
I'm
referring to Uncle Tom, y'all, I'm referring to the people that sell us out. I'm talking about the people that sell us out. And everybody
You talking about people like Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah,
right.
I'm talking about sellouts. Those are the people that's willing to sell us for some silver, man. Sell us for anything. And that's what I'm talking about. We got to get them jokes. We got to get them exposing. Our own people, we don't do enough of exposing them. We need to flog them. Boycott them.
Ain't it amazing? Ain't it amazing how in 1940s.
No, we do do it. We do do it, bro. But when we do it, then they label that crazy. You see what I'm saying? Then the media label them as crazy. Oh, he crazy. He's just crazy. And then they put some other stuff out, and then they make it seem like you just crazy person. They try to do that.
It's amazing to me how in the 1940s.
Look at Kwame Brown. He's trying to out Stephen A. Smith, but everybody calling him a bust, a stupid. You know, they just keep going back to him being stupid and being a bust. But ain't nobody trying to hear what he really is saying. Like he's saying, this black man keep going on these white people, on these black kids, especially when it's their contract year. That's when he go on them the most, so he know they won't get the max amount of money. And them white people are paying him to do that to us.
Every year he gets a press contract. Yeah.
Yeah.
More money. Uncle Tom.
Yeah. And these people, these companies, teams, they not even doing their homework no more. Like, they don't even do their homework no more. Like, they go research this kid and look him up. They just listen what all these analysts got to say about him. And it's Stephen A. Smith, he up there, he's screaming the loudest. Like, he a wrestler.
He ain't the only one.
You know, he's so animated. He make you believe everything he's saying is facts.
Him and Michael Irvin.
Yeah, he ain't the only one.
I sit and wonder who the hell came up with the concept of both of them idiots on the same show.
Right.
I'm sure Michael Irvin and Michael Irvin, he talks so loud and so boisterous, he breaks out in the sweat. I'm like, God, you really have to bring all that to prove your point? Especially when he's talking about the Cowboys. It's like I said, Tang. It ain't Dak Prescott. It ain't Ezekiel Elliott. It's not Michael Parsons, CeeDee Lamb. Hey, y'all know all the time I say CeeDee Lamb reminds me of my son that passed. You know? So I'm going to feel some type of way about him. It's the Cowboy fans, man. It's some of the fans with the Cowboys. They are so freaking annoying, y'all. I mean, I'm catching the train to work, and you know me, I'm gonna wear my team gear all the time. And this lady, I mean, you know, we gonna be down. Who the hell are you? Why are you talking to me? You know.
Right.
But then, when the Cowboys lose, guess what? You don't see no Cowboy memorabilia articles of clothing at all. You don't see them at all anymore when the Cowboys lose. But while it's like
It's like a fan base full of front runners. And they are freaking aggravating, man. They are freaking aggravating, y'all. I told you, Tank, you're the only Cowboy fan that I met that carries it the way you do. All the rest of them, man, please. Please. I got a Cowboy fan. I ain't going to call her by name. But when the Cowboys lose, she on a boycott. When the Cowboys winning, you want to post about football. And I'm like, I thought you was on a boycott.
Oh, man. She turned it to 50 Cent.
You know, and listen, I wanted to run this. Turn
into who?
I'm going to read this real quick, and you tell me how y'all feel. As a group, you understand that we probably aren't supposed to be here. We're probably not a very good football team. Out of 14 teams, I think we are in we are probably number 14. We don't have a chance. So let's just go in and have fun. Can y'all believe that this statement was one of 57's quarterback, Ben Roethlisberger?
Oh, yeah, I can believe. I can believe.
You can believe.
I can believe. Yeah,
well,
I can believe.
Well,
I can believe.
Well, why does your quarterback talk more reality about your team than you?
No. No, that's not true. I'm with Ben. I'm with him. I'm with him 100%. We in the playoffs. We're not supposed to be here. Nobody expected us to be here. We're playing with house money right now. Let's just go out and have a good time. The first time Ben was in the playoffs, we went to the Super Bowl. We were a wild card team. We weren't supposed to be there. So I understand what that to me. That's motivation right there. We're not supposed to be here anyway, man. Let's just go out and play and have fun. Put it in their mouth like they're going to try to put it in ours, and let's just go ahead and have fun. And then at the end of the day, if we come out on top, then we did what we're supposed to do. Point blank.
Hey, Tree, today 57 has officially changed his name to 57 Cochran. Because he just went Johnny Cochran on us real quick. You hear me? That's 57 Cochran. I don't care what nobody says. That man went, hey, look. Hey, did you hear him? He didn't even take a breath. He just went right into it. Good, don't fit. You must have quit.
Go ahead, boy.
Hey, he went right into it.
Hey,
take a breath or nothing. What?
He kept it moving, so he said all that in one breath.
I knew I had time to build up for a Tree because I knew who he was coming at because I saw the interview he did the other day. So I said, okay, let me go ahead and build up my answer and everything because he getting to it. I knew he was talking about us.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't believe that he said that. I mean, someone looked at that as the leader of the team has doubt in the team.
Right.
Saying you don't belong
if we all look at it.
We're probably number 14. Come on,
y'all gave me hell about it. And if we look at it, our last two games that we won, our last three really, we won them at the last minute, overtime, or the other team made a mistake and we was able to get a penalty or a fumble, and we won the game when we were on our way to losing a game we were supposed to lose. Everybody predicted we would lose it.
Hey, that's capitalizing on your opportunity. That is capitalizing on your opportunity.
That's it. So all I'm saying is for him to come out there and be a realist about it, we're not San Francisco. We don't have the power of San Francisco. We ain't got the team of Dallas, you know. We're not supposed to beat Kansas City, but who knows? Who knows? Any given Sunday. That's why we play the game.
Ain't lying.
Oh, there we go, baby. There you go.
Ain't lying.
They're not going to beat Kansas City.
Come on,
Mr. Carter. I don't give a good goddamn how motivational your little speech is. Y'all ain't beating Kansas City. I'm telling you.
Hey, Kale, if you was that sure about it.
Call in and talk to him. They might. He might get them together. You
tell
him
again, Chang.
Hit the chef and call in.
Hey.
I know he got
on the
got
line, baby. Think I don't? If not, we'll make a trip.
That's right.
On the main line. If not, I know I got a partner gonna be up there this weekend. I tell him to stop in.
I know that's right.
And tell O'Mail to stop in and holler at him.
Hey, that's what's up. That's what's up. But yeah, again, like I said, that was
I wanted to comment on something though. When we were talking about you know the history and stuff, it's amazing how you know 40-some years back in I don't know how long ago longer than that, but Tulsa, Oklahoma was able to get all their people together, form their own town, their own banks, everything without any white people involved at all, and they didn't have as much money as we got now, and we can't get our people together to do the same thing. You know, ain't nobody saying let's be racist, but dang, you mean to tell me we don't have our own stores, our own places to go, our own things to do? That we just all of a sudden we don't teach our history in schools. Our kids now we see what has happened because our kids know nothing about our history at all.
Right.
So anyway,
yeah. Yeah. That goes along with what we were saying as far as Black History Month being the shortest month. And even during Black History Month, how much Black history are we really learning?
Right.
Exactly.
About
how
the
much
same
Black
thing.
History is,
you Who know? Teaching it to us? Huh? Who teaching it to us?
Hey, I'm gonna tell you right now, that was my major in school, and anything you wanted to learn that was truthful, you took it upon yourself to learn it. The
yes,
curriculum,
sir.
straight whitewashed. They don't tell you about some of the most important events, and I'm talking about in recent history. I'm talking about like the 60s and the 70s. They don't tell us about that. You know what I'm saying? Anything that would induce Black pride, anything that'll say you're not what we've been saying you are, they try to suppress that. You know what I'm saying? And me, hey, look, I've had to figure out how to tell them the truth and the lie at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, as a teacher, as an educator, I got a job that I have to do, the curriculum that I have to follow. But as a Black man, which, you know, I was a Black man before I was a teacher, I'm going to be a Black man long after I'm a teacher. So that's what's going to be the most important thing to me. I got to let these youngins know. What you doing, what you can train right now, that's trained behavior. You need to be re-educated.
Yeah.
Obviously, Martin's example is not doing it for you because they preach Martin to death. Then they try to villainize Malcolm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what did they kill both of them.
Thank
the
you.
One they killed and the one they deemed violent, they killed. So it ain't have nothing to do with their method. It's just a matter of them telling us something that they didn't. Or something that they don't disagree with. So until, you know, we can get into the mindset of these youngins coming up, because the truth be told, a lot of people our age and older, they stuck in their ways.
Mm-hmm.
Stuck in their ways. It's going to take getting to these youngins and letting them know, look, man, your history didn't start at slavery. That is not where your history started. Egypt, yes, that is a part of Africa. see, they like to talk about Egypt like it's not a part of Africa. Like Egypt didn't have a history before Rome invaded.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you know, I gotta do that. That's my responsibility as a black man. That goes way
beyond. Good teaching, bro. That's good teaching, man. 100%.
Bro, you gotta come on more often and talk, bro.
But you know, everything
shoot,
that,
you had me captivated there for a minute.
Hold on, me talking. Everything that's in the Bible started in Africa, but they will never.
There you go,
every,
Mima.
Every places that you start, that you talk about in
that's
the Bible,
right.
Started in Africa.
Hey, you don't.
You they never see
Europe.
That.
You don't even get to Europe until the New Testament. You don't even get to Europe until the New Testament. The entire Old Testament is African Asiatic.
Like Maccabees. There you go, like Maccabees and all that. That's what I be trying to say. You got to get the whole Bible to understand the whole Bible, man.
That's right. Jesus was a black man.
Exactly. The Apocrypha.
Jesus was a black man, like every black man on his phone.
It's right on Barnes and Nobles too. The Apocrypha. Get it? I'm telling y'all. It's on there.
Yeah.
You know what? Let me say this. The reason why, look at the few things that have gone on where blacks have been on one accord. How powerful we are. How we made things change. We made things move. It is their task, their job. To keep us separated, to keep us off one accord, because on one accord, black people are powerful. Black people are powerful, and they don't want us to know just how powerful and how much our opinion really means and will change things.
Mm-hmm.
So
when
I
you
mean,
speak the
it,
truth.
Yeah,
you get David Chappelle.
Yeah, that's why they gave us that Bible they wanted to read. And that's the right Bible.
Yep.
But we don't have all the books of the Bible in it to really understand it like we're supposed
to.
That's
the truth. That's the truth, right?
And it's an interpretation.
It's an illustration. They gave us the Bible that they want us to read.
That's right.
And
it's
that's the right Bible.
It's your opinion, man.
Right.
Interpretation of events that took place. Stories that were told. It's a European man's interpretation. And then he even decided to add a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And my thing is, like I agree with Tay, you got to get all the information. You got to get all the information. Because at the moment where you say, okay, I'm going to just read this, you limit yourself. You limit your own knowledge.
You right, bro. And Judas, and this is what y'all need to know. Before I know you about to cut it, Kel. Judas was the last Uncle Tom, the last sellout that should have been allowed to do it. That's all I gotta say. Mm-hmm. Everybody else,
my man,
everything else. Judas was the last one.
That's a good one.
That's it.
Yep.
Wow. This is what I was talking about with the corner, man. These conversations go anywhere. And I just love the fact that they go anywhere and it's always enlightening. It's always nothing but the truth. And we all actually learn from each other. And you know, I've been told on several occasions that the corner is going to take off. And I hope that we will still be allowed to be who we are. Because I'm telling you, when people get a hold to what you're doing, everybody wants to make it their version instead of the version that it is. So we pray and hope for success. But let's pray and hope that we're able to maintain who we are. Come on, sis.
I want to say to Marcus and 57,
the bet that you guys made, Marcus, you are at 157-149. That game has ended. Marcus, you are the winner of that bet. I will be sending you over the $20 when we get off the phone. And my second announcement, our son is having a birthday tomorrow. You guys, he'll be 29. Whew. He'll be 29. So congratulations to Darius on his birthday tomorrow, you guys. So just wanted to say those two things. Kale and Misty, me, would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. Kale and Misty would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. Kale and Misty is here every Tuesday and Thursday from the hours of 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and Facebook at Kale's Corner. And also blogtalkradio.com/UKaleMcLean, you guys. And if you haven't cashed out your $10 for the game, please cash out your $10 for the game, and we will see you guys on Tuesday. Please enjoy your weekend. Love somebody and love yourself. Peace.
Hey,
Kale.
I can't say no more. Hey, thank you guys for this week, this week's participation and getting us through. And because I'm gonna tell y'all, before I came on today, your boy was somewhere else. So I thank you guys again for the energy and the information and everything that you shared. And we'll check y'all Tuesday. Like Tree said, love somebody, even if they don't want to love you. My grandma used to say, love the hell out of them. So you make sure you love the hell right out of them. And we'll catch up with y'all Tuesday. Now we're going to enjoy a little bit of rap action. Peace to me.
Peace out.